Hello, strong babes, and welcome to the Empowered She podcast. My name is Marie, and I am your friendly neighborhood fitness coach and life hype woman. Guys, I started this podcast as a tool for you to build mental resilience and adapt a powerful AF mindset, because I truly believe that you can do anything you want. You can truly achieve all your goals and dreams the day you start taking total control of your life. So master your mindset and manifest your dreams right here with me. Let's go. Hello, strong babes. Today on the Change the World Chats, we have the charismatic Jessica Vieira on the show. Jess is a business mentor who helps entrepreneurs effortlessly scale their business online. So if you're someone just waiting for a sign to start their dream business or side hustle, or perhaps even shift into the job you truly want, then this is the podcast for you. Jess has had such a unique journey from a nurse and fitness influencer to someone who sold supplements and opened a gym as a manager, and now to an amazing role model who aims to empower women and entrepreneurs through the Rising Women community and through her online business, Online Freedom Builders. And there is so much packed in this podcast, and there is so much we can learn from Jess about chasing your dreams no matter what anyone else thinks. Her goal is to help people realize that they can do anything, absolutely anything, they put their mind to, making a living out of your passion and having fun in the process. So let's get into it. Hello, Jess, and welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to have you on here, and I'm super grateful that we were able to tee up a time to have you on the podcast, because for those listening, Jess is someone I have looked up to for a long while now. So Jess started as a nurse and did fitness influencing on the side, then you became a gym manager, and then here you are now. So just tell us what you do.
Okay, so now, like you said, yes, it's a bit of a journey. But I used to be a nurse. I was a nurse for 7 years, specialized in anesthetics. And then I left nursing after 7 years, went into the fitness industry, went into supplements first before I went into managing gyms. And then I ended up, opening a UFC gym in Sydney. And then in the great pursuit of owning a fitness business in between all of that wildness, had an amazing fitness business, and then pivoted and started business mentoring.
So awesome. And, you know, you're a prime example of someone who just follows their heart and just goes for it, as cliche as that sounds. And we will get into that journey deeper and, you know, what it took to get to this point. But before we begin, I want to ask a few icebreaker questions. So This is like, I'll ask you a question, respond with the first thing that comes in your mind. Are you ready, Jess?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. What is your nickname?
What is my nickname? I don't even think I have a nickname, actually. I think it's just Jess.
Jess, love it. You're on death row. What is your last ever entree, main, and dessert?
Oh, it would have to be like caramel slice.
How about your entree and main?
Oh, my entree. Oh my gosh. Probably oysters.
Okay.
And then my main, probably a steak.
Yum. Classic. Love it, Jess. All right. Who is your role model?
I think at the moment my role model would have to be Amy Porterhouse at the moment. Definitely. She's massive in marketing in the States, so she would be my fan at the moment.
Amazing. I do follow Amy, and she just gives quality content, doesn't she?
So good.
All right, now really important question. Yeah. Pineapple and pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh my God. That was the biggest question there.
Of course.
Would have been a bit awkward interviewing you knowing you didn't like pineapple and pizza. So I'm glad you do. All right. What was the most embarrassing thing you've done?
Oh my gosh, the most embarrassing thing. Oh, okay. All right. This is what comes to mind. Okay. So I'm a massive introvert, huge introvert. People don't believe it, but I actually am. When it comes to dating, I'm the worst, the worst. And I remember, and my friends all know this of me. And there was this hot guy at the gym, and he was my husband, you know, my future husband, everyone's my future husband, but I never had the balls to talk to him. And this was only like a year ago. Never had the balls. Just like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this guy. And then one day my best friend's like, is that him? All right, let's have a conversation. She's massive extrovert. She's gone up to him. She said something. She's like, oh, this is my friend Jess. And I was like, hi. I was just like standing there and I'm just like, hi. And she's like looking at me, like expecting me to say something else. And I'm just like standing there.
Just dumbfounded.
Yeah, just like, I don't know what to say. And then afterwards he walked away and she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
All right. If you were the eighth dwarf, what would your name be? Like, what's a quality that describes you?
Loud.
I love that. I love that you said you're an introvert, but you're a loud introvert.
I am.
Yeah. And what is the biggest life lesson you took away from 2020 as your last question?
The biggest life lesson would be that to remain present in the moment, and that money does not bring fulfillment. That is what my biggest lesson is, that money does not bring fulfillment. It is simply a magnifying glass of issues.
That is such an interesting topic, and I've actually got money mindset and abundance to talk to you about in a second. So we will dive in deep into that. And I completely agree with you. Like, you can hit, you know, 10K, 20K months, and that doesn't equal happiness. So we will chat about that in a second, but let's take it back. I want to talk about your leap of faith into doing business mentoring. And, you know, why did you decide to do that? Mm-hmm. What vision do you have for yourself in doing business mentoring?
Absolutely. Great question. So I guess like where I'm almost up to a year of having this business, oddly enough, but yeah, it came to a point, like I had done so much, like I had learned a lot about business. I'd had amazing jobs since leaving nursing where I've managed people, I've coached coaches in gyms, and I've been a part of amazing mentorships that I have literally just gone all in and like not just learned to kind of like build my fitness business, but I became obsessed with marketing and advertising. And I loved learning about copywriting and systems and all of that. So it kind of went from like, this is setting up my business to I actually really love this. Like I love learning about it. And then my fitness business was great. It was amazing, but I always felt like there was more. I always felt like that fitness was a stepping stone to something else, but I didn't know what that something else was going to look like. And it was in January where I had a friend in the fitness industry, a good friend, say, Jess, like, why are you in the fitness industry? I don't feel like this is the end for you. Like, I feel like you have more, like, you know, so much about marketing and business. Like, why aren't you business mentoring? And at the time I was like, me, business mentor. Yeah, sure. Okay. I was like, no, I don't have it in me. And then another person said it to me and I was like, brush them off. Cause I'm like, I can't get rid of my fitness business. I love my fitness business. You know, it's not even at its biggest potential and so on and so forth, but other people can see things that I could not see at the time. Yeah. And it wasn't until COVID obviously hit and I literally sat with myself and I was like, okay, you've got two options here. You can either recreate yourself in one of the most craziest times of the world, or you can keep going with the fitness thing. You can keep pushing for it, probably post a million workout videos and all the rest. But I had to ask myself, is this what truly fulfills me? Do I really love health and fitness that much? And as much as I love health and fitness, I've also been in the industry for 10 years. And it kind of came to a crossroad where I was like doing it, but I wasn't wholeheartedly passionate about it anymore.
Yes.
So when it came to that crossroad, I was like, all right, what am I going to do? Do I pivot? And at the time, I was hired by a business mentor in the States to be one of his coaches to coach business. Mm-hmm. And I sat with myself, I'm like, okay, if someone's hiring me to do that, then I obviously can do this myself. And that was the turning point. I was like, I'm going to do it. And it was odd because at the time there were so many people messaging me saying, hey, Jess, how do I move online? Hey, Jess, how do I do this? Because they knew that I was running an online business and people were asking me questions. So I was like, okay, people were wanting to know. So maybe like the signs, everything, there was all these signs just saying like, Jess, you need to just move, pivot yes. and just move. So I followed my intuition and I literally just went for it. And I was like, okay, what is everything that you know, that you've learned over the years? How can I put this into a mentorship and how can I serve others that don't even know where to start right now? Like, cause I work with a lot of fitness coaches. So, mm-hmm. you know, everyone lost their income and I was like, okay, how can I bottle up everything that I know and teach these coaches how to survive and pivot their business online? So yeah, once I literally just hit the ground running, I just started off with like masterclasses and stuff. And it just, the business just literally took off.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's amazing. Like, imagine if you had just gone, you know what, I'm going to stick to my fitness business and see where this goes versus
yeah.
following your intuition. And yeah. perhaps what, like literally you said, all signs are pointing to, Jess, you got to do this online coaching and business mentoring because people are asking you, you felt it in your soul, your friends are pushing you to do it. Mm. And sometimes it takes a big event like COVID, as you know, it's been such a detrimental thing to the world, but sometimes it forces us to go, you know, what do I actually want to do? Absolutely. So, you know, I think it's a lesson for people to be like, it doesn't have to be a big event that does that. Perhaps you should pause, press pause, if you're feeling this conflict within yourself and go, what is it that, like you said, you lights up your soul? What is it that you are truly happy doing? You want to learn about it. You want to help people with it. And, you know, Jess, if you hadn't done that, imagine all the souls that you wouldn't have helped through this pandemic, right?
So true. And I love how you, like, I can't even like emphasize enough, like when people are like, this doesn't feel right for me, or this isn't in alignment with me and this is what I want to do, I'm like, well, like, what are you doing then? Like, go and do it. Like, if you're not happy or it's just not feeling in alignment, like, it's okay to change. It's totally mm-hmm. okay. Because for me, I got sick of being a fitness influencer. Like, it actually came to a point where I hated posting about fitness. I hated mm-hmm. having the title. I just felt like that I had outgrown being fitness for, like, I've had my Instagram about fitness for like since 2012. Mm-hmm. And for me, I just felt like that I had evolved. And a lot of people that have been in the fitness space do evolve over time. And it's quite normal for people to want to evolve. I think in wherever anyone's at in life, whether it is in the fitness industry, whether it's you, who knows, one day you might become business mentoring. It's so possible. Showing other people how to do what you've done, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that, you know, if there is a stepping stone for progression or there is more opportunity, then if you feel that that's where you're supposed to go, like, follow your heart. Like, you've just got to go with it, even if it doesn't make sense and people think that you're crazy.
Yes. Which leads us as a nice segue into the next topic. How did you overcome, you know, that fear of, is this right? Or the fear, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure not everyone was like, yeah, Jess, you should go do this. I'm sure there were people who probably doubted what you were doing. And I think that's what a lot of people are afraid of. Like, I speak to friends or to people, friends of friends, and they talk about how they dislike their jobs and they're playing it safe because, you know, they'll get their 5-year retainer or they'll pay for a mortgage, but it's not actually what they want to do. So Jess, can you tell us how you overcame those fears?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when I first left nursing, for anyone that's listening that may be working, you know, just a 9-to-5 job or, you know, working for someone else but wants to work for themselves, there, when I left nursing, like, a lot of people were like, oh, if it doesn't work out, you can always come back, or, you know, oh, you'll come back later. Oh, I did that and I went and did this and it didn't work out, so I came back to nursing, or you always have your career here and all the rest. And, like, I think people always have their opinion, and that's totally okay. So many people will have an opinion, but at the end of the day, like, you have to take the risk for yourself. Like, you're living your life for you, not for somebody else. And there are people in this world that will never take risks, will never step outside of the box, will never get uncomfortable, will stay in the same job for 40 years, but not be fulfilled,
yes.
not truly feel fulfilled and have maybe regrets. Whereas for me, I am a risk taker. I will try it. And if I fail, okay, awesome. Whatever. What is the lesson that I need to learn in this failed moment? But I'll keep trying. And one thing that one nurse said to me, and she had been in operating theaters for like, I don't know, 30 years, decades. Forever. She's yeah. like, I wish I was brave enough to do what you are about to do. She goes, yes. I wish I left nursing 30 years ago. And that for me, I was like, out of all the people that have something to say, there's one person that is like, no, go for it. And I think us, like, we need to listen to our intuition and just go for it and explore and see what opportunities there are. Because at the end of the day, it's either going to go one of two ways. You're either going to fail or it's going to be an amazing success. But even if you fail, you're still going to bounce out of that. Like,
yes,
there's like, you hit rock bottom, but there's a way out. There's always a way out. And then when I was pivoting and becoming a business mentor, that also came with its own battles of people not necessarily thinking I was qualified, good friends, supposedly good friends, making comments saying, you know, like, I hope you know what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. Because like, being a business mentor comes with its own massive pressures. Like, you're teaching people how to make money, essentially. Mm-hmm. So people are very reliant on seeing a return on investment. So that comes with a big pressure. You know, past mentors watching me, people stop talking to me because of what I was doing. Because there are people out there that will say that you're not qualified, you don't have enough skills, you don't know enough. Does she have it in her? Is she good enough? Like, what is she doing? Who does she think she is? And there are going to be people that may not agree. However, I think people that aren't the closest to you and maybe like acquaintances or on the outside, they can only see what they see from the outside, but they're never going to really know unless. And
what they're projecting is like probably their own insecurities, right?
100%, 100%. But it's definitely challenging. And this doesn't just happen for me. Like, it, I think I was triggered for like the first 3 months of starting the business. Like, what are people saying? Oh my God, am I going to pull this? Like, can I actually do this? But, you know, deep down inside myself, I knew that I definitely knew enough about business to be able to do what I wanted to do, and with the right mentors and everything behind me. But it is very hard not to listen to the noise of other people and to just stay focused on what you want and stay in like your own lane and your bubble and just chase after what you want in pursuit of what you want out of your life. Like, because if I listened to those people, I probably wouldn't be where I am today.
No, and you'd be unhappy because knowing that you have these big regrets, like, what if I had just gone for it? And, you know, like the nurse who said, I wish I had just did what I want to do. And I think the lesson there is you only have one life and it's your life. If you're trying to please the 7 billion people in the world, like, you'll just tear yourself to shreds and you'll never be truly happy. So it's accepting that you will have your supporters and you will have your naysayers, but it's up to you. It's what you think is right, what you want to do, and what will actually make you truly happy.
Absolutely. Right? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that leads me to the next question. So on Instagram, I love that you are very real. So yes, you post like these incredible photos, these wins, but you're also super real in your stories, on your IG lives. And I've got a quote here from you. What did you say? You said, business is not magical unicorns and magical pixie dust. So yes. I want you to paint, Jess, what it's like behind the scenes of a business. You have these wins, these, you know, 20K months or these, you know, increase in clients, but what's it actually like running a business? Give us the real, real.
Oh my gosh. It's a fucking shit show. No, it's not a shit show. Look, it's hard. Like, it's really hard. Really, really hard. I think just working for yourself is hard. Like, I'm grateful now that I have a team, but that comes with its own challenges.
Of course.
Challenges, even like, it's probably still just as hard as it was when I first was working for myself. But when I was working for myself, like just by myself, like it was definitely challenging. You know, there are a lot of people that don't understand. You know, you're wearing all of the hats, you're writing all the content, you're getting all the photos, you're doing mm-hmm. the sales calls, you're doing the coaching, you're doing the programming, you're doing like
mm-hmm. everything.
And it is really challenging. And although on Instagram it can look pretty and it looks perfect and everything looks great, you know, behind the scenes is literally like a woman just trying to do all of the things and not have a freaking breakdown.
Mm-hmm. It's like a hamster and that hamster wheel just constantly
yeah.
running.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, and maybe you're the same as well, you know, of like when you're in that beginning phases of growing, it's definitely a battle. It's like literally a battle every day. You're like, oh my God, am I going to make it? Am I doing the right things? You know, you get on a sales call and you hear no, and then your whole day feels ruined because you're like, oh my God, she said no, why am I good enough?
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of challenges that come with growing a business, but like that's as cliche as the saying is, like if it were easy, everyone would do it.
Yes, agreed.
But it definitely comes with its own mental challenges, and every milestone that I've reached, whether, you know, my first 10K, I remember when I first hit my first 12K month and I was like, holy shit, oh my God. Like literally it was the hardest thing ever. But then every single milestone has come with its own battles of just mindset shifts, becoming more of a leader, becoming more of a, more of like, I guess just a person like that wants to balance like business and personal life, like having more systems in place, doing more things. And now it's like supporting a team and all the rest. So like whether you're in your first 6 months or your first like 3 years, like there's still going to be so many mental battles that you have mm-hmm. to go through, and triumphs and failures that you'll face along the way behind the pretty Instagram.
Yes. And this is why I want to highlight it, because, you know, entrepreneurship looks like this beautiful thing. Money's coming in the bank. You know, we're posing in nice pictures. But what I want people to know is you need to develop the resilience to keep going, because with new levels, there are different devils. Like you're going to experience, like you said, Jess, whether it's your first 6 months or your first 12K month, it doesn't mean that it gets easier. It just means that you're working through challenges better. Why I want our listeners to know that is because sometimes when the going gets tough, people are just easier to give up and quit.
Absolutely.
Thinking that it's going to be an easier way, entrepreneurship, but it's not. It's just a different challenge, but you're doing what you actually want to do.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And like the way that I've learned so fast in business is literally through all of my failures. Like
mm-hmm.
I think people as well see my Instagram and they may think, oh, she was an overnight success. But like I've literally failed so many times at doing this whole business thing. Like the amount of money I've lost, the bad mentors that I've invested in, the mm-hmm. bad courses I've done. Like there has been a lot of things that have happened and I'm like, oh my God, like literally to some points where I've spent the last $3,000 in my bank account to literally hopefully get myself out of like shit.
All right. Yeah.
And have like somehow rent to pay for the next month.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been so many times where I have failed, but I've gotten to a place where I do like failing, but now when I have things not work out, like this year I've had a few things not go to plan, but the way that I deal with that now is a lot different to how I dealt with it when I first started in business. But given that I didn't go through all those crappy experiences at the start, which we all do, especially in your first year, I probably would, I wouldn't be where I am now. And also mm-hmm. I'm able to handle them a lot easier with and be a lot calmer with it. I know how to strategize a lot easier. And I'm just like, it's no biggie. Like it's fine. So I think it's necessary for business owners to make mistakes, to actually like the more you throw yourself out there and make yourself uncomfortable, the more mistakes you're going to make, which is perfect. But I think a lot of entrepreneurs that are scared, like they're scared, they're stuck in fear, they stay playing safe. But when you stay playing safe, you kind of tiptoe on the line of making the mistakes that you need in order to get you to where you need to be. So it's kind of like, all right, throwing yourself out there, getting uncomfortable, make the mistakes, learn from it. I always ask myself, okay, what was the lesson that I needed to learn in this problem?
Mm-hmm.
Learn from it. Okay, I'm not going to fucking make that mistake again.
Yes.
And move forward.
100%. So I always say it's only a loss if you don't learn from it. And you said it there. People get so scared that they remain stuck and never actually try. Whereas failure is so necessary and important. Like, no one has a perfect journey. And if you're coming into entrepreneurship thinking it's going to be perfect, girl, it's a wake-up call right here, right now, Jess. It's not. But going through the hard shit, going through the lessons, and then achieving what you set out to achieve is so damn rewarding. And I know Jess could attest to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I want to chat about money mindset, Jess. And I guess not just in terms of money, but in terms of just abundance in everything. You mentioned that in one of your IGTVs growing up, you feel like you didn't deserve money. You weren't privileged and money wasn't something at your disposal all the time. How did you make that shift from, you know, obviously growing up, it's embedded in your childhood and embedded in your way of thinking. How did you make the shift of there's not enough money to, wow, it is abundant to me at any time?
It's a great question. And yeah, like growing up, I definitely was definitely not around money at all. My parents weren't very wealthy. You know, we lived paycheck to paycheck, if that, had poor schooling, all of the rest. So there was always a lack. And then even going into my teenage years, there was still a lack of money, a lack of purpose, a lack of intent, lack of clarity, of lack of direction of where I was going. And it's crazy. You know, I don't know if you've done a lot of like trauma work or past, like your past experiences, the subconscious mind, but a lot of like your childhood stuff will carry through into your adulthood. And if it doesn't get attended to, well, it's pretty much going to grow up, show up through the growth of a business. It can't do. And that for me, you know, going into like business as such, that comes with a lot of money. You've got to learn money. You've got to understand money. You're working for yourself. You're paying yourself. You might hire people. You're paying other people and all these investments. So going into being a business owner, I've actually had to learn a lot about money and become like financially literate, which is so hard, so hard. So although I've had to learn a lot, you know, the growth of this business was amazing, but with the growth of the business also came a lot of triggers for trauma. So it's crazy. Like last year in August, I had one of my biggest months of income, you know, and I had made $68,000. And I literally felt so unfulfilled. I felt so empty. I felt no abundance. I felt fearful. I felt like I was going to wake up every day and that it would all be gone. Like I didn't feel, I was happy with the business. Like everything was going amazing, but I just couldn't, there was a lack, such a big lack. And I think a lot of people like chase these big numbers and all of this, these big shining numbers. I want $10,000 a month. I want $20,000 a month. I want $1 million business. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. But the reality is that big shiny number is never going to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could be happy with $700 in your bank account a week and feel completely fulfilled. Or you could have $100,000 in your bank account and feel completely unfulfilled.
Yeah.
Right. So for me, and I've noticed this a lot, even with clients that I've worked with and everything, is that if there is like underlying problems or an underlying negative relationship with money, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's never going to feel good enough. Mm-hmm. And it's like you reach this big milestone and it's like, oh, well, cool, I've got that money, but like what's next? Such a really bad place to be. And I definitely reached that place last August. And a lot of that was just triggered from my childhood. And coming out of that, like I had to do a lot of like timeline therapy and like a lot of just trauma healing, which was incredible. It was the most best thing that I could have done as a business owner. So if any girls are listening out there and you've got some shit to fucking work through, like work through it. It was the best thing I've ever done for myself. Mm-hmm. But one thing that, you know, my mentor had said to me was, Jess, like, you have like people that own a business and know how to make money. Like that is a gift. Like it's actually a gift. And you now are in the position where you have financial abundance. Like a lot of people that do work 9 to 5 or work for other people don't actually know how to make more money. Mm-hmm. Other than going and getting a second job or a third job, working ridiculous 80, 90 hours a week. But the best thing about entrepreneurs and about us is that we actually know how to make more money, and that is a gift.
Yep.
So she's like, you have financial abundance. Like you were never going to be in the place you were 10 years ago, ever, ever again, because you know how to grow and expand your business, which to me, I was like, fuck, she's so right. But also learning how to be present in the moment in my business and not detaching myself from numbers was major. Like I think it's good to aspire for a big goal. I think it's amazing. We have to have goals, but we also need to have intentions as well of how we want to feel. How do you feel? Like even if you reach 10K months, how do you want your life to look? How do you want it to feel? What opportunities is that going to bring you? How is that going to benefit your personal life? How is that going to improve your relationships? How is that going to improve your, maybe your mental health? Like, so seeing like the gifts and the opportunities and the intentions around money is also really important. And another thing that definitely helped me become more financially abundant was looking at my money.
Like face it.
Like looking at it and like appreciating it, being thankful for it. Like if a client signed on, being thankful for that, getting excited when new clients signed on, like because they believed in me. It's just a round circle. Looking at my money often, learning more and more about money, how to invest, how to hire, how to do all these things. So the more that I've faced my relationship with money and improved it and learned more about understanding money, the less I've become fearful of it.
Oh my gosh, Jess. I feel like that's a whole course right there on like money mindset. Oh, that's an idea for you. Love that though. And I totally understand where you're coming from when you said you spent the last $3,000 in your bank account and you just hope to God that it'll work out for you. That was literally me in March last year. No job. I had $3,000 and I invested in a business coach and I just went, you know what, I'm going to make it happen. And if that it's that coming from a place of presence, like this is all I can do now. So I'm going to make it happen. And also gratitude. I would agree with you, Jess. Like my old mentor told me, like she had a friend who hit her first 100K launch and she was unhappy and deeply unfulfilled. But what we need to do is be grateful for what we have now, even if we're chasing, you know, bigger numbers in the future. And I love that, you know, you have to know your intention. What's your why? If you're chasing money without a purpose, then it's a losing game. You have to, you know, are you going to be supporting your family? Are you going to be hiring your family into your business like you have, Jess? Do you just want to be financially free? And what does that mean for you? So don't just chase money, chase the purpose behind it. What will it unlock for you? And I think to me, that's been the biggest mindset shift. And I love that you clarified it for us, Jess. And I'm really interested in this. In one of your Instagram stories or posts, I don't know, you mentioned that one of your big goals, you know, using the financial freedom that you have is to invest in better nursing homes. Is that correct? Tell me more about that.
I would love to. Honestly, I would love to. If there's so many amazing things that I want to do, but like, if one day, if I'm a millionaire, whatever. I would love to, own my own nursing home. It's going to be the best bloody nursing home in the world, I'm telling you.
Sign me up.
Honestly, I would love to. I'd love to. I think at the end of the day, like I'm still a nurse at heart.
Yeah.
But no, that out of like many other things, like I would honestly love to own a nursing home.
I love that. And that's the thing, you know, money can buy you things that will help others. So remember that as well, guys. You know, money is an energy source. It's a piece of paper, but it's a form of energy, and how you see it and how you feel about it will determine your success and happiness as well. And speaking of money, let's talk about investing. So I know people out there who just try to do it on their own, but it's your job as a business coach and mentor, Jess, to show them the cookie crumbs so that they don't make the mistakes you did. But people are afraid of investing in a coach and spending money, but you and I both know you need to spend money to make money. So can you tell us like why it's important to get a mentor?
It is so important. And like reality is like, I wouldn't be where I am without it. Literally, you wouldn't be where you are now without it. Like there is only so far we're going to get on our own. And you can Google everything as much as you want. You can watch the high-end influencers. You can post pretty photos and all of the rest. But without the strategy or the business knowledge behind you, like the needle will only move so far and there'll be a lot of question marks in front of your face. And for me, that was me. I had a lot of amazing friends that were doing well in the fitness industry, you know, and for me, I was like, fuck, I don't, like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do it? Like, there's a secret, there's a strategy behind it. And the strategy is mentorship. And once I started investing, at the start, it was quite small with what I could afford, but that definitely opened more and more doors, more exploring. And, you know, you've got two options, right? Either you keep trying to figure it out on your own, keep making ridiculous, crazy mistakes and never grow, or you do take the leap to invest into a mentor who has done it before you, who obviously is credible, has good testimonials and all of the rest, and you pay someone to help you fast track your business and get you faster results. But that's only going to expand your knowledge. And a business mentor they're not the person that's going to give you the magic pill, right?
No,
they'll give you the strategies. They'll show you the frameworks. They'll show you what you need to do to get you to where you need to be. But it's up to the student to take that, learn, and implement that into their own business. Truly, like I wouldn't be where I am today without it. And, you know, even now, like I'm still investing into business mentors. Like, you know, I've spent a fortune on myself. And people think crazy. They're like, why are you spending so much like on yourself? I'm like, well, the more that I invest into learning and expanding my knowledge, the more my clients benefit from that, because that goes back into the business, you know? And I think a lot of people hoard money.
A lot of people hoard money.
I'm like, what are you going to do with that money? What are you doing with it? She's like, I'm saving for a house. And I was like, okay, so you're working waitressing at the moment. You're not making much, you're making 40K a year, but you want to start your own online business, but you're putting maybe like $100 a fortnight away. It's going to take you forever to build a house deposit for your house deposit. It's like, whereas if you invest into a business that you can grow and scale, imagine how much faster you're going to get there to buy your house and to have that savings, right? But people hoard their money because they're scared, but with mentorship is that I think with business mentors, like there is not the promise, but there is an expected return on investment, and you will make that back or 10 times that even more, because you're being taught how to make money.
Exactly. If you do the work, right?
If you do the work.
You get the plan. I always tell clients, I can give you the most perfect, most tailored plan possible. But if you don't lift the weights or eat the food, then nothing's going to happen.
Exactly.
Gosh, don't you wish, Jess, like you saying that, I'm just like, oh my gosh, if old me knew this, or if like women around the world just knew this, like what would make you happier? You know, 3K in your bank account. Or perhaps in 6 months' time, you would have doubled, tripled that, and then know how to make more money in your business. Like, which one would you value more? And to me, that's the question I ask myself. It's like, okay, would I be safe with 3K in my bank? Or can I just spend that money in a business coach and then they can teach me how to make money doing what I love?
Absolutely.
And what Jess and I are trying to do here, and what Jess said just then, is like, you're learning from your mentors, you're learning from their mistakes. So perhaps what took your mentor a year or two to get to, you can do in 6 months or even, you know, less than that. So Jess's job is to literally just take all her learnings, experiences, put it in like this nice package and this structure and strategy, and it's for you to go and implement. And that's what Jess does as a business coach. So yeah, if you guys are ever in need of a business coach, Jess is your girl. She's going to teach you everything. And I do want to celebrate you as, you know, a business coach. You honestly, like, if people were just brave enough to go after what they want, no matter what anyone said, and just took the risk, learned from their lessons, stopped fearing failure, you know, they'd be at a much better place now versus being stuck at a job that they don't want. And look, entrepreneurship isn't for everyone, but if you feel that fire in yourself and you just want to do it, reach out to Jess. Perhaps she can tell you what it's really like. And I want to celebrate, and I want to show everyone, like, you've gone through the hard shit. Okay. You've gone through the lessons, you've gone through the learnings and the mistakes. A week ago, you were celebrating all of this. There was it gave me goosebumps when I watched it. But if you go to Jess's profile, look at her highlight reel, there's a video there where she's standing in a room playing a really uplifting song, and you were just soaking in like all that's happened. How did that feel like, Jess, to get to this point where you didn't even know you were going to be at this point? Like, how does it feel?
That was actually right before my breakdown. I've had so many of those moments, but I know what song it was. I was actually listening to like worship at the time, and I was just like, it was kind of unbelievable that like things were happening. And like, you know, and maybe someone that's listening to this today, maybe, you know, whatever power you believe in, whether it's the universe, whether it's a higher power, whether it is God, you know, it's amazing how you can be like praying and wanting something so badly for years and hit like wall after wall after wall after wall, and you don't feel like that you can continue pushing through. And it's almost like life is like pushing you down and down and down. And then you have a huge breakthrough and everything is happening and it's all happening really fast. And like, then you catch yourself in this moment and you're like, you know, you just become centered. And that was, it's weird because when I did that video, like I do dancing videos and all that stuff. Like,
I love that.
I was doing it and all of a sudden it was just uncontrollable. Like I just started crying, like literally just crying. And it was just this feeling of like, holy shit, like everything that I had been fighting for years it's fucking happening. Like, I mean, it's actually happening. I'm in the middle of it. It's happening. Like, things are happening. Right. And I was like, oh my gosh. And you just can't control it. And there's been many moments like that. And I think this is about like just reflecting and being grateful for the progress that you have had. Because like when we are in a place where things aren't working and our expectations are so high and our reality doesn't meet our expectations, it kind of feels like we're just chasing our tail and nothing is working. We can't really think clearly. But when things are going amazing and everything, like you still have to like stop and be present and think about like where you were 6 months ago. Those moments of like just realizing, like realization, just taking a moment. And like, whether for me, like singing and dancing is like, it's just a moment where I can just thank God for like, for everything. Yeah, I think it's important to have those moments and just really reflect and think like where you were, the prayers that you used to say, the things that you used to ask for, the manifestations you used to sit there and do and say, I wanted this, I wanted this. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's happening.
Yeah. 100. Oh, Jess, you saying that now, it makes me feel like so freaking emotional. Because you do look back when you choose to say yes to yourself, when you choose the path least chosen and you face the fear and do it anyway, you fall. And like Jess said, life just keeps punching you down sometimes to see if you're strong enough to rise up. Once you hit the moment that you've been wishing for all your life, it's like this massive like release of emotions, and you end up being just so grateful for everything that's happened. All those closed doors, all those no's from sales calls, they had to happen for a reason. It took you here. It made you stronger. Mm. And I think that is just the beauty of entrepreneurship. It's not always pretty, but when you just stop, sit back and see how far you've come, you're like, Damn, I did that.
Absolutely.
So what would be your top advice for women who are just afraid to just take that first step into saying yes to coaching or saying yes to entrepreneurship?
I think for women, the biggest thing that holds a lot of women back is fear of failing, fear of judgment, and fear of criticism, and fear of not being good enough. And I think at the end of the day, like, fear will be the biggest killer of your dreams. And like, we all have fear inside of us. Like, I still have fear. Everyone has fear. It's an emotion. It's quite normal to have fear. But whether you choose to buy into that fear or not will dictate where you're going to be in life. Just like priorities, right? Priorities and fear. Like, if your priorities aren't straight and you would rather binge watch Netflix or whatever, as opposed to starting a side hustle or, you know, working on your dreams, then your priorities aren't really in alignment with where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And same with fear, like biting into fear. Like, fear is just something that can hold you back, but it's not buying into that. It's like, make the decision, like, this is what I want to do. This is the goal that I have for myself. Write out the plan, write out the goal, write out the vision. And you just have to take, like, they don't need to be leaps and bounds, but like, take actionable steps to get you to where you need to be. And I think at the end of the day, for most women, especially on social media, if we're talking about online businesses, like,
yes,
doesn't matter what anyone else thinks at the end of the day. It does not matter what anyone else thinks, what anyone says, who they think you should be or whatever. At the end of the day, it's literally your life, your goals, your dreams. Like, you can either choose to stay stuck in fear or you can choose to block out the noise and to chase your heart and chase your dreams and get your priorities straight and fulfill your purpose. Because, like, you know, 1 year, 2 years from now, when you're freaking killing it, people are going to ask you how the hell you did it. So,
which is where Jess is right now.
So yeah,
prime example. I love that. Oh my gosh, I just wish, like, if you're listening right now and literally you're on the fence, just do it. If Jess's spiel didn't just change your mind, then I don't know what will. But girl, you gotta go and get it. And, you know, looking at Jess, where she was versus where she is now, it's like a completely different person and such an amazing journey. And it's so empowering. And if, you know, a lot of women can feel this way, Jess, and, you know, we've done our job. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You honestly, Jess is one of the best people you can follow on Instagram right now. If you are looking to take that step forward and start your own business, go follow Jess. And Jess, can you tell us where we can find you?
Very simple, just on Instagram, Jessica _Vieira, V-I-E-R-A-A _.
Beautiful. And yeah, if you want to work with Jess or even ask her a question, if you're on the fence, go for gold.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jess.
And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you got so much value out of it that you're able to apply in your daily lives so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe and share on your social media platforms. I would truly appreciate it if more people had the chance to know that they can do what they want to achieve if they just master their mindset. Now, I also send a lot of strong babes, strong words weekly to help start their week on a positive and purpose-driven mindset. So if this is you, if you want that guidance and support from me, send me a message at Marie Angel Fit on Instagram, and I'll happily add you to my Strong Words mailing list. Now, before I go, I hope you guys have a wonderful day and do something today that will leave the world a better place. Remember to be kind to yourselves, the planet, and to each other. Till next time, strong babe. Bye.